The two Republican members of the State Board of Elections resigned in protest Wednesday night, with one member, Ken Raymond, writing that he felt misled about recent changes to absentee mail ballots the board approved. The resignations come as hundreds of thousands of North Carolinians are voting by mail, and President Trump is increasingly casting doubts about the validity of mail voting. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
On Tuesday, the North Carolina Board of Elections agreed to a legal settlement to make it easier for voters to fix problems with their mail-in ballots. Republicans blasted the changes. State Senator Ralph Heiss said Democrats were rewriting election laws while the election was taking place. As criticism mounted, state Democrats pointed to the bipartisan Board of Elections vote, in which three Democrats approved the changes, along with the two Republicans. But last night, the board's two Republicans, Ken Raymond and David Black, quit. Raymond wrote in his resignation letter that he felt he'd been misled. He said that attorneys from Attorney General Josh Stein's office didn't tell the board that some of the changes they'd agreed to had already been previously denied in court cases. The controversy stems from a lawsuit by the North Carolina Alliance for Retired Americans, which said the state's rules for absentee voting were an unfair burden during the COVID-19 pandemic. In their proposed settlement, the board agreed to make a number of changes, including how ballots with problems are corrected and extending the acceptance date for a mail-in ballot to November 12th. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.